Hello and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Let's talk about some ways to make money more fun. Budgeting can be something that's very boring for people, but there are definitely some ways you can make it fun. Some of them do take time to learn, but there's also some fun apps that you can do to make money fun. How do you make spending and saving more fun as well? Let's talk about balancing it all today. The money talking points for today's episode are, what about money would I like to make more fun? And two, what isn't fun about money right now that I can get rid of? The answer to these two money talking points may be the same, but make sure to have a conversation with someone about them. With that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. Let's get right out of the gate with the definition. Guess what? Money can be boring. There's too many numbers, too many things to remember, too many things to manage. There's just a lot going on with money, especially as you get older and life gets more complex and it's more than just a W-2 that goes into your taxes, or you're trying to balance tax optimization or where to invest your money or how to optimize investments and all sorts of things. How do you plan for insurance? How do you reduce your insurance or increase your insurance as needed? There's a whole lot that can go into money that makes it very boring and kind of suck, but it can also be fun, especially for spreadsheet nerds like me. I can break anything down into a spreadsheet and show the data and analyze the data using a spreadsheet, which is super fun for me. But let's talk about some ways that can also be fun for people outside of spreadsheets. First, let's dive into the impact that making money fun can have. Money being fun is something that makes it much easier. It's much easier to handle your money when it's fun. It's also less boring and there's less stress involved, and you're more open to ideas and opportunities. When something new comes your way, if you're having fun with your money and you're having a good time and you're not continually stressed, that new idea is going to be an exciting challenge or an exciting opportunity for you. You're going to say, hey, how can we implement this new tip into our financial situation? How can we make this new opportunity work for us? How can we make these things be good for our finances? And guess what? When you're having fun with your money and you're making your money more fun, it works for you. And guess what? You got to talk about your money more, but it's going to be more enjoyable to talk about your money. You're going to have more fun talking about your money because your money's going to be doing the right things for you and you're not going to be as stressed. You're also going to have more fun spending money and saving money. You're going to see things going towards your spending goals and you're going to see things going towards your savings goals. That's going to make you really excited and make you really motivated with your money. Because when you're having fun with money, you're able to say, hey, I can spend this money and that's okay. You won't feel guilt and shame about spending money, but also you're going to see the great reward that comes with compound interest as you're saving and investing money more and putting systems and fun things in place behind that. So how do you actually implement fun with your money? Let's talk about that next. So one of the first things I would say is find some good apps. There's a whole lot of apps out there that can help you have a better time managing your money. One of the first ones that I want to start talking about is around investing. M1 Finance, it's a great automation app that helps make investing easier because it can take care of buying the investments automatically. It makes it easier to just pour money into it and watch the automation work, which is fun to see your money continue to grow automatically. And you just say, transfer $50 from each paycheck into this account. And then a few days later, you get like some magical email that says, oh, your investments were purchased and you don't even have to worry about it because you just set it and forget it. Automation makes money fun. Second, I found an app called Pennies for iOS. It's an app that allows people who don't have a set salary to budget on a weekly, monthly, one-off, or payday basis. So say you get paid weekly, and that can be hard or make it hard to budget monthly when you maybe aren't ahead on your savings, because once you get to a point where you can budget for your current month's expenses based on your last month's income, that's a really great point to be at, because then all your paychecks that are coming in for the current month don't matter and you can just leave them be. But some people find themselves in a place where they need to budget weekly or monthly or one-off because you just got a bonus that you want to budget for. Pennies for iOS seems like the best place to do that. Let's talk a little bit about budgeting weekly. I just want to touch on that real quick. Make sure things like monthly expenses like insurance, subscriptions, rent, make sure those sort of things are being broken down into 25%. Like if you're budgeting weekly and there's 4 weeks in a month, or you're getting paid four times in a month, make sure you're setting money aside for your rent so that you don't suddenly have one entire paycheck that has to go towards your rent. So make sure you're thinking about those things if you're not budgeting monthly and if you're budgeting more frequently than monthly. Another thing that can make your money fun is envelopes or sinking funds. And I know envelopes sound boring, but I've talked about sinking funds over and over and over again on this podcast. But it's fun. You can watch your savings funds and sinking funds grow and grow and grow naturally because you have a system set up in place. And it makes buying something fun because you've worked hard to save for it. Because after 6 months of using your sinking fund or some sort of savings account to save up for it, you're like, yes, I get to go buy that thing now because you worked hard for it. And it's better. You're going to be, honestly, I think you'll feel more rewarded with the delayed gratification than with the instant gratification that you could have had if you would have just bought it right away. But if you delay it out, then you're working for it. And I think it's better for you when you buy it in the end. But I want to talk about the money talking points next. All right. The first money talking point is, what about money would I like to make more fun? For me, I would say it's paying bills. Automation makes it more fun for me, meaning I don't have to worry about it. So I'm trying to figure out some ways to integrate automation into our bills. And one of the struggles for me is credit cards usually have a statement that runs like through the middle of the month. So it really doesn't line up well for us and me and my wife and based on how we budget, because we'll pay off the credit cards on the first of every month. And there's not a great way set up in most of the credit card portals to pay that full balance at the first of the month because you have some charges that still need to clear and it won't let you pay them off. But I've just figured it. I've found something that's worked. And sometimes that's what you're going to have to do. There may be a place in your finances where you can't make it perfectly fun or perfectly automatic. And sometimes you just got to figure out a way to make it work. And you just got to keep doing that. Because I just pay our credit cards off monthly myself, and it's not a huge deal. And also, since the time of writing this episode, I've looked into things like bill pay through our credit union, which allows me to schedule the payments and pay for the entire month's expenses without waiting for those charges all to clear and pay it through the credit card portal. So just like that, I found a way to make it a little easier for me. I still have to pay it myself, so it's not completely automatic, but it's a little bit easier for me because it's all in one central location. The second money talking point is, what isn't fun about money right now that I can get rid of? If your answer is the same, then you found your target. Go after that thing and figure out a way to make it fun or get rid of it. And let me know what you would want to see be more fun with your money. And I'd be happy to help you find out a way to make it more fun for you, whether it's automation, setting up some sort of a system, maybe even getting rid of it or trying some completely new method. Maybe your budgeting method just sucks and you don't like it. It's boring, it's tedious and stressful. Well, let's have a conversation about how we can make it more fun for you. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Guess what? Overall, money, it's often not very much fun, which is okay, but it doesn't have to be that way. Talk about the ways that you manage your money with other people to help make it more fun for them or fun for you. Find new tips and tricks to manage your money. Like I said, I'd love to sit down and have a conversation if you're looking for ways to make your money more fun. But thank you for listening. Please be sure to share with a friend and have a money talk about how you have fun with your money. Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.